Welcome to the Ryan Opera Center Recital Series on WFMT Chicago. This series, which features singers from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, is generously supported by Julian Roger Vasquez. I'm your host for the series, Colin Ure. Unknown Opera is the theme for today's recital, which is devoted to music from operas that have all but disappeared, or new operas that have yet to stand the test of time. We begin with Figaro's aria from Il Barbiere di Siviglia, but not the famous showstopper Largo al Factotum by Rossini. We're going to hear Scorsi già molti paesi from Giovanni Paisiello's opera composed in 1782. This version of Barber is more serious than Rossini's, focusing on the love story rather than comic hijinks. It was very popular until Rossini's version trumped it in 1816. In the aria, Figaro tells Count Almaviva of his many travels and how he's established himself as a successful barber in Seville. Here is baritone Will Liverman, accompanied by Eric Weimar, to perform Scorsi già molti paesi.
Sierra Morena, ed infine alla Galizia, ed infine alla Galizia, in Castiglia, nella Mancia, nell'Asturie, in Catalogna, e l'Andalusia, l'Estremadura, Sierra Morena, nella Galizia. In un luogo bene accolto, bene, bene, bene accolto, bene, 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 bene accolto. E l'altro in lacci avvolto, in lacci avvolto. Ma però di buon umore, ma però di buon umore, d'ogni evento superior, d'ogni evento superior. Col suo rasoio senza contanti, col suo rasoio senza contanti, facendo barre tirai avanti. Or qui in Siviglia fo permanenza, pronto a servire vostra eccellenza, pronto a servire vostra eccellenza. Sei pur io merito, un tanto onor. Sei pur io merito, un tanto onor. Col suo rasoio senza contanti, facendo barbe tirai avanti. Or qui in Siviglia fu permanente.
danza, pronto a servire, vostra eccellenza. Pronto a servire, vostra eccellenza, se pure un merito, un tanto onor, un tanto onor. Facendo la retirai avanti, or qui in Siviglia fo permanenza, pronto a servire vostra eccellenza. Sei pur io merito, sei pur merito, un tanto onor, un tanto onor. Sei pur io merito, un tanto onor, un tanto onor, un tanto onor, un tanto onor.
Will Liverman, accompanied by Eric Weimer, performed Figaro's aria from Giovanni Paisiello's opera, The Barber of Seville. Today, the Italian composer Pietro Mascagni is best known for his opera, Cavalleria Rusticana. This short two-act masterpiece, usually performed as a double bill with Leoncavallo's Pagliacci, ushered in the Italian operatic Verismo movement in 1890. The following year, Mascagni composed his second opera, a charming but virtually neglected work called L'Amico Fritz. The opera takes place somewhere in the Alsace during the 19th century, and it tells the story of Fritz Kobus, a rich landowner, and Suzel, the daughter of one of his tenants. Their second act duet, known as the Cherry Duet, is the opera's most enduring moment. As Suzel picks fresh cherries for Fritz, they fall in love. To sing the Cherry Duet, here is Tracy Canton and John Irvin, accompanied by Ryan Opera Centre apprentice coach, Maureen Zoltek.
Suzel, buon dì, dunque, oro signora, la voce mi svegliò. Piace come canti.
Oh, signor Fritz, canto così come mi viene dal cuore.
Quei fiori son per me.
Per voi li ho colti ed ho tre fiori. Un pronta una sorpresa,
una primizia, certo.
Le ciliegie,
ciliegie, e sonni già mature.
Andella porpora vivo il colore, son dolci e tenere.
Di primavera. Somiglian fiore fra grande rose,
son pronta a coglierne un mazzolino, debbo gettarvene.
Gettale subito, bella ogellino, le saprò prendere. Fresche scintillano, di brino ancora, son tutte ruride. Ma da quell'albero che sull'aurora pispiglia il passero.
Sì, da quell'albero.
Thank you.
suoi piccini lieti aspettano, agili scherzano dei biancospini tra i fiori candide.
Come ne interpreti bene il linguaggio?
Sembra di
pace fuori di qui, dove trovarla? Tu sei bella, stagion primaverile, rinnovella fiori e amor, il dolce aprile.
Canto nel risveglio d'ogni fiore, riso bianco, tutto è palpito d'amore, tutto il prato d'un tappeto si è smaltato, al Signore s'alza il lino d'ogni cuore.
Tutto tace, eppur tutto al cor mi parla, questa pace fuor di qui, dove trovarla?
All'incanto nel risveglio d'ogni fiore.
Tu sei bella.
Fiori amori.
Mascagni's charming cherry duet from L'Amico Fritz, performed there by Ryan Opera Centre artists Tracy Canton, John Irvin, and Maureen Zoltek. The Greek poetess Sappho, her love for Phaon, and her eventual suicide was the inspiration for Charles Gounod's first opera, Sappho, composed in 1851. Sadly, it wasn't a great success and didn't last long in the performing repertory. The title role was composed for the great French mezzo-soprano Pauline Viardot, and it's Sappho's magnificent aria, O Malheur Immortel, a real gift for dramatic mezzo-sopranos that we're going to hear now. Abandoned by her lover Phaon, the heartbroken Sappho realizes that her lyre cannot bring her consolation or heal her broken heart. Bidding adieu to the world, she throws herself into the ocean. Here it is, performed by Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Thank you.
Malir Immortel from Gounod's opera Sappho, sung there by Janet Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry. Now, unlike Sappho, the French opera Mignon, composed by Gounod's compatriot Thomas, was an incredible success when it premiered at the Opéra Comique in Paris in 1866. Loosely based on Goethe's story, Wilhelm Meister, the opera has since lost its popularity and is rarely performed. The young girl, Mignon, who was stolen by gypsies as a baby, has fallen in love with a student, Wilhelm. However, when he rejects her in favor of the actress, Philine, Mignon vents her hurt and rage at them in the scena, Elle est là, près de lui. To perform it, here is Julianne Miller, accompanied by Eric Weimer.
Thank you.
Elle est là près de lui from Thomas' opera Mignon, performed there by Julianne Miller and Eric Weimer. Now, so far in today's recital, we've heard music from operas that were popular in the 18th and 19th centuries. But what about operas written far more recently? And what guarantees do we have, if any, that they'll continue to be popular in the years ahead? Over the centuries, thousands of operas have been composed, the vast majority of which are now long forgotten. We're going to hear arias from two American operas, one written in the 1960s and the other which premiered in 2013. The first aria comes from Terence Blanchard's jazz opera, Champion, which premiered with the Opera Theatre Company of St. Louis in 2013. The premiere and subsequent performances have been highly successful, and the opera received rave notices in the press. So it'll be interesting to see whether Champion is a real knockout with opera companies and secure a place for itself in their performing repertory. The opera is about the boxer Emil Griffith, a native of the US Virgin Islands, who accidentally killed the boxer Kid Paré in the ring in the 1960s. Throughout his life, Emil also struggled with his homosexuality, which he kept secret. The opera focuses on Emil's struggle not only with the guilt of the murder, but also with his homosexuality and his eventual acceptance of it. We're going to hear the aria, Seven Babies, which is not sung by Emil, but his mother, Imelda. In this aria, she remembers her seven babies and their fathers who, one by one, have abandoned her. Here again is Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Best mommy.
No, I'm not.
Seven Babies from Terence Blanchard's new jazz opera, Champion, performed there by Ginny Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry. Robert Ward's 1962 opera, The Crucible, is based on Arthur Miller's play about real-life witch trials, which took place in Salem, Massachusetts in the 1690s, although Miller freely admitted that the play was really an allegory for McCarthyism in 1950s America. The opera was initially successful, Ward receiving a Pulitzer Prize. Reverend Hale, respected for his knowledge of witchcraft, is brought to Salem to assess the situation. "For much in the world seems devil's work, but only hard evidence can prove it," sings Hale. "Satan is truly abroad. We'll seek him out and crush him completely." Here it is, performed by Richard Oyarzaba, accompanied by Maureen Zoltek.
"For much in the world seems devil's work, but only evidence, hard evidence, only that can prove it. Here in my book stands Lucifer stripped, and all his familiar spirits see it's weighted with authority. Incubi and succubi, witches and wizards of night and day, evil demons and ghoulish nightmares that haunt, sleep and torment the soul. But if Satan is truly abroad, we shall seek him out and we'll rip him out and we'll crush him utterly." "Now, Betty, child, waken, 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 little one. Does someone send his spirit on you? A man, a woman? Tell me, child, or perhaps a bird, a pretty bird, a bird unseen. Betty, Betty, can you hear me?"
Reverend Hale's aria from Robert Ward's opera, The Crucible, performed there by Richard Oyarzaba and Maureen Zoltek. Today's recital, given by singers from the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, ends in a much happier mood, with a selection of music from the operetta Song of Norway. Composed in 1944 by Robert Wright and George Forrest, with book by Milton Lazarus and Homer Curran, the operetta is about the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg, his desire to become a great composer, and his quest to establish a nationalist Norwegian music. We'll hear first the duet Strange Music for Grieg and his sweetheart Nina, the music adapted from one of Grieg's lyric pieces for piano, Wedding at Trollhagen. This is followed by another duet, Midsummer's Eve, for Nina and Grieg's close friend, Richard Nordack. Once again, the music is based on one of Grieg's compositions, his Scherzo in E. And to finish, the finale from Act One, which will be performed by all of today's Ryan Opera Center singers. The pianist is Craig Terry.
a song of summertime, the born of a somber December. A boy, a girl, and a parting kiss, a tender tear as he whispered this, though snow and sleet of love deplete us, sweet beloved, remember. I'll be with you on Midsummer's Eve, Midsummer's Eve. Now I must leave, but all the magic of love I will weave, Midsummer's Eve with you.
Oh,
Selections from The Song of Norway brings today's Ryan Opera Centre recital to its conclusion. The soloists in the two duets were Tracy Canton, Anthony Clark-Evans, Laura Wilde and Adam Bonanni. And you heard the remainder of today's singers in the ensemble. Emily Bersan, Ginny Bridges, Julianne Miller, John Irvin, Will Liverman and Richard Oyosaba. Today's pianists were Craig Terry, Eric Weimer, and Ryan Opera Centre apprentice coach, Maureen Zoltek. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Basquez. Thanks to Craig Terry, music director, and Dan Novak, the director of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Centre at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is the producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thank you for listening to the Ryan Opera Centre recital series on 98.7 WFMT.